This is our brother from Togo, West Africa, and we are brothers, and we are, and it's very important. Brother Doug, me and his family, we appreciate him. This is Mr. Parsons here. He's going to interpret for him today. We appreciate these guys coming, and we even have a visitor down here. Everybody should get to meet, too. Thank you very much.
Yeah. It's a joy for us to be here this morning, and it's a joy for me to translate for Pastor Etienne. Some of you know I work with Child Evangelism Ministries right here in Elkhart County, and we started in Togo back in 2002, and actually just about a week ago they've handed that over to me. I'm now the West African Director for Child Evangelism, and so that's going to come with responsibility. A lot more trips to Togo, a lot more chances to preach in Pastor Etienne's church, and he gets to translate there for me as I preach in French, and he translates into Ewe, and so today he's going to preach in French, and I'm going to translate into English.
Yes.
We're going to see how that works. It is a joy for us to be here, and on behalf of Pastor Etienne and missionaries around the world, some of you know my parents, Jim and Kay Parsons. I had the opportunity of growing up living in West Africa for 20 years, and we depended on churches like yours, faithfully committed and supporting missionaries around the world, and don't ever stop that.
Okay.
If you have to let go of a pastor in order to be able to continue supporting the missionaries, that's okay. Because as I look out here, I know several of you could step up and preach if necessary. So Pastor Etienne's going to introduce himself a little bit.
Yeah.
He's going to sing a song for us, and then I'm going to make him share his testimony in English. And then we'll go from there.
Je vais le saluer premièrement. Et après je vais chanter.
Bon, allez.
Bonjour.
He said good morning.
La première fois pour moi de venir aux États-Unis pour cette année, je suis rentré dans la neige.
He said when he got here about a week and a half ago, they was in New York and they had a lot of snow.
Et c'est la première fois que je vois la neige tombe.
And it's the first time he's actually ever seen snow live falling.
Et quand je regarde ça, c'est vraiment agréable.
He says, and it was beautiful. It was very agreeable.
Mais c'est le froid qui me dérange.
He says, but the problem was is the cold that comes with it.
Anyway, tout ce que Dieu fait est bon.
He says, whatever God does is good.
Amen.
Je m'appelle Etienne Digbé.
He said, my name is Etienne Digbé.
Je suis pasteur de l'église baptiste biblique.
He said, I'm a pastor of a Bible Baptist church.
Je viens du Togo.
I come from Togo.
L'Afrique de l'Ouest.
In West Africa.
Et je travaille avec la mission IGM.
And he serves under an independent gospel mission.
Nous sommes des partenariats, ça fait depuis 2002.
And we've been working with them since 2002.
Je voudrais premièrement remercier mon Dieu qui m'a donné l'opportunité de venir devant vous.
And he wants to thank God, first of all, for giving him the honor and the pleasure to be able to come and be before you this morning.
Je veux remercier le pasteur Mike Fisher.
He wants to thank Pastor Mike.
Et tous ses collègues.
And those that work with him.
Et toute l'église.
And the church as well.
Et qui m'ont permis d'être devant vous ce matin et partager la parole de Dieu avec vous.
And those that have made it possible for him to be here this morning to be able to share the gospel with you.
Et ce que Dieu fait, les grandes choses que Dieu fait dans ma vie.
And the things that God is doing has been, he's been doing great things in his life.
Et je voudrais aussi remercier l'église de m'avoir supporté pendant ou bien me supporte pendant des années.
And he thanks the church for faithfully supporting him for these many years.
Et je voudrais vous assurer que l'argent que vous nous donniez fait de grandes choses pour la gloire de Dieu.
And he wants to assure you that the funds that you send him are doing great things for the furtherance of the gospel.
Vous venez à Lomé, vous verrez les grandes choses que Dieu a fait au travers cette église.
If you come to Lomé, he will show you the great things that God is doing.
Et je voudrais aussi remercier Dieu pour l'argent que vous avez donné pour le projet.
And he wants to thank you for the gift that you've given for the new church.
Nous savons que ce n'est pas encore atteint le niveau, mais je crois en Dieu qu'il fera le reste.
We're still raising support for it, but he's trusting God to provide the funds that are needed to be able to buy the purchase of the land and get the building put on the place.
Et maintenant, je voudrais chanter et après le chant, je vais lire mon témoignage.
He's going to sing a song for you. He's going to use an instrument in Africa. There in the hand. I grew up in Africa. I cannot do that.
Yeah.
And I can try, but no. But he's going to sing for us, and okay. Then he's going to share his testimony.
Le titre de la chanson dit il faut semer la parole dans le cœur.
Title of the song is we are to sow the gospel.
Ce modèle aurore, ce modèle aurore, quand le sol est lui, quand le sol est lui. Et sèmons encore, lorsque vient la nuit, tu peux faire éclore la fleur et le fruit. Bon courage ami, nous irons joyeux, cueillir les épis. Bon courage ami, nous irons joyeux, cueillir les épis. La tâche est immense, la tâche est immense, édule le terrain, mais bonne espérance, nul travail n'est vain, que Dieu la puissance fait germe le grain. Oh, bon courage ami, nous irons joyeux, cueillir les épis, bon courage ami, nous irons joyeux, cueillir les épis.
You recognize that song, bringing in the sheaves?
Amen.
Amen.
Maintenant je vais.
He's gonna try this in English and see what happens. Listen closely. If you have questions afterwards, we'll be out there. We can answer them for you.
I have bring greetings from Christian brothers and sisters in Togo. I am Pastor Etienne Degbe, church planter in Togo, West Africa, since 2002 with International Gospel Mission, IGM. I am the director of a fellowship of IGM National Pastors in Togo. I am 58 years old. I am married with a wonderful woman named Dadavi. I miss her. I am a father of three daughters. Dorcas, 27 years old, Lydia, 25 years old, and Rhoda, 21 years old. I thank the Lord for the life of my wife because she is a great support to me in the ministry during the difficult times. I was saved at the age of 20 during the preaching of a missionary named David Fields. I realized that I was a sinner and needed Christ to save me. So I invited Christ into my life as my personal savior. That was the beginning of my relationship with God. My father and my uncles were not happy with my decision to follow Jesus. And my perseverance in this newfound faith led my parents to suspend their support for my education. But praise the Lord, 2 years later, my father got saved. Today, most of my family members are saved and are very active, and they are various local churches. In Acts chapter 16, verse 31, the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thou house. In 2000, God called me to be a pastor. I had to leave my job as a technician and operating room at ABWA Baptist Hospital at Peletiko. After the farewell to the staff of the hospital, I returned to Lomé, the capital city of Togo, with my family and began to work of this kingdom. We began door-to-door visitation and preaching the gospel, and God led me to establish a first church at Adakpami in 2001. And 2009, with the sum presentation of the Word of God, the second church was established at Bevego Dongbeli. With God's grace, the churches are growing and the work still continues. After 1 year of the perseverance of evangelization, we established a third new church on February 3rd, 2019 in the suburb of Lomé named Dagé, 25 kilometers from the mother church. Through Pastor Miracle Kwame teams and the effort of the national pastor, more than 36 churches has been planted in the village and the city. All these churches work in the fellowship as a team. The good news is that one of my helpers has been called by God to lead that new church. My desire is to plant churches as many as possible, not only in Togo, but anywhere the Lord leads me. I would like to share with you one of my urgent needs, which is the purchase of the land for the new church. We have rented the place where the members hold their meetings, and the owner of the place may come from the properties at any time. I really believe in my God who called me into his ministry, and I have the assurance that he is a faithful and will do it. Brothers and sisters, please continue to pray with us, because the Lord uses your faithful prayers and encourages us to stand firm and continue the ministry that he has called us into. Let us turn to our Bibles in James chapter 5, verse 16b. James chapter 5, verse 16b, which reads, "The effective fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much." To finish, it is my pleasure to share with my favorite verses with you. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." Thank you, and God bless you. Amen.
We got a little PowerPoint presentation here to kind of show you, catch you up to speed on what's going on in Togo and the work. As you've heard, 36 churches that they work with and partner together with to form a great team. And he's overseeing three of those as well. And enjoy this, and then we'll get into the word afterwards.
Okay. Can I sit? Okay.
strangers in a hostile foreign land. The message we're proclaiming is repentance and forgiveness. The offer of salvation to the dying race of
you may think that some of those pictures of Africa were staged. I can assure you they weren't. In Africa, at a very early age, they're taught to carry everything on their head. And so that guy riding his bicycle with his gas bottle and the watermelon on top, that is real. We can't do it, but they can. And the Lord uses all kinds of people, I guess, flatheads and everything else. So, but.
Ok, on peut commencer. D'accord. C'est encore un grand plaisir pour moi de partager ce que le Seigneur a mis sur mon cœur ce matin.
It's a pleasure for him and for me as well to share with you what the Lord has laid on his heart this morning.
Et le titre de mon message pour ce matin est l'urgence de l'évangile.
The title for my message this morning is the urgency of sharing the gospel.
Et le texte se trouve dans l'évangile selon Jean chapitre 4 verset 35.
And if you have your Bibles this morning, let's turn to John chapter 4 and we're going going to look at verses 35 et 38.
Je vais demander à l'assistant de se tenir debout et nous allons lire le texte.
While I read it this morning, I'm going to ask that you stand as we read the Lord, God's word.
Okay.
John chapter 4, verse 35 through 38. The context is Jesus has just been at the well, and he's met the woman at the well, and he's told her all her past sins, and she's gone back into the city, and she's bringing people out, and the disciples are hungry, looking at the carnal side, and they've told Jesus, you got to eat. And this is his response to him, verse 35. Don't you have a saying? It's still 4 months until harvest. I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now, the one who reaps draws a wage and harvests a crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus the saying, one sows and another reaps, is true. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor. Thank you. You may be seated.
Yes. Nous allons prier.
Let's pray.
Seigneur Dieu Tout-Puissant, nous te disons merci pour ce temps que tu nous as accordé. Nous demandons l'Esprit de Dieu de nous conduire, Seigneur, et afin que ce message puisse toucher les cœurs qui sont devant toi ce matin. Papa, purifie cette église par ta parole, dans le nom de Jésus. Amen. Je pense que vous tous, vous connaissez l'histoire de Jésus et la femme samaritaine.
I trust that most of you know the story of Jesus and the Samaritan woman.
Et comme le temps qui nous est imparti, nous allons seulement appesantir sur le verset 35 et le verset 38.
Rather than go through the whole story, we're going to focus on verse 35 and verse 38.
Et pour commencer, vous pouvez constater que le verset 35 à 38 nous parle de l'urgence de l'évangile.
And as you can see, if you read these verses, you can understand the urgency of the necessity of sharing the gospel.
Et la question que nous allons poser ce matin est celle-ci. Pourquoi est-il nécessaire à Jésus de passer par la Samarie?
And so the question that we have before us this morning is, why was it important for Jesus to go through Samaria?
Il passait par la Samarie parce qu'il y a l'inimitié entre les Juifs et les Samaritains.
And he went through there because there was problems, there was conflict between the Jews and the Samaritans at that time.
Donc il est passé là-bas pour briser et cette inimitié par la puissance de la parole de Dieu.
And so he went through there to break this conflict, to end this conflict with the power of the gospel.
Et vous, c'est clair dans ce jour-là que cette femme samaritaine, par la puissance de l'évangile, a accepté Jésus comme son sauveur personnel.
And as we read the story, we see that because of the power of the gospel, this woman became saved.
Et il n'a pas seulement sauvé comme son sauveur personnel, mais il a reconnu Jésus étant le Messie.
She didn't only receive Jesus Christ as her Lord and personal Savior, but she realized who Jesus was.
Quand il avait rencontré Jésus Christ, lorsque la femme samaritaine a rencontré Jésus,
when she met Jesus,
Jésus lui avait posé quelques questions.
Jesus asked her some questions.
Es-tu marié?
Are you married?
Va et amène-moi ton mari.
If you're married, go and bring me your husband.
Et la femme dit qu'elle n'a pas de mari.
And of course her response was, I don't have a husband.
Et Jésus lui disait que tu as raison de dire que tu n'as pas de mari.
And of course we know that Jesus says, you're right.
Mais
you
tu avais cinq maris.
But you have many husbands.
Mais la sixième qui est avec toi maintenant n'est pas non plus ton mari.
And even now the sixth one that's with you, it's not even your husband.
Et là Jésus est rentré dans le secret de sa vie.
And so Jesus entered into the secret parts of her life.
Et le péché qu'il commettait, Jésus l'a fait révéler.
And all the sins that she was committing, Jesus brought them to light.
Et là, nous pouvons voir que le Seigneur Jésus, il est Dieu.
And so that's how we can see that Jesus Christ was God.
Il connaît tout.
He knows everything.
Nous ne pouvons rien faire cacher au notre Seigneur Jésus.
There's nothing you're going to hide from the
nos
eyes of God.
Nos péchés sont ouverts à ses yeux.
Your sins are open to him.
Mais comme il est le Dieu de grâce,
but because he is of God of grace,
et le Dieu de miséricorde,
and a God of
miséricorde,
right.
Si nous commençons nos péchés,
if we confess our sins,
avec un cœur sincère,
with a sincere heart.
Il est fidèle et juste pour nous les pardonner.
He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins.
Et pour nous pardonner de toute iniquité.
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Et ce jour-là,
and on that day,
la femme samaritaine a reçu Jésus comme son sauveur personnel.
That day, that woman there at the well received Jesus
Il
Christ.
Est délivré de son péché.
She was delivered from her sin.
Et elle était surprise d'avoir écouté que Jésus lui avait révélé tous ses péchés.
And she was surprised that Jesus was able to reveal all her sins.
Et il courait pour annoncer cette bonne nouvelle aux gens de la ville.
So she ran into the city, into the village.
Et il courait très fort.
Running hard, doing the marathon, getting there.
Et je voudrais dire que la femme n'a pas arrêté. Mais pourquoi il est parti directement dans son village ou bien dans sa ville?
And she didn't just stop. She went all the way to her village.
Il y a un secret, il y a une leçon là-bas que nous pouvons dégager.
There's a lesson in that we need to understand.
Parce que quand nous avons reçu Jésus comme notre sauveur,
because
la première personne où nous devons nous s'intéresser sera notre famille et nos voisins qui sont autour de nous.
And the reason is because when we become Christians, the first place we need to go is to our family and to our neighbors to share the good news of God, what God has done for us.
Le Seigneur Jésus-Christ même a appliqué ce principe.
God himself applied that principle.
Parce qu'il est venu premièrement pour les Juifs.
Because he came first of all for the Jews.
Mais les Juifs ne l'ont pas aimé parce qu'ils aiment les ténèbres plus que la lumière.
Because, and the Jews refused him because they love the darkness more than light.
Mais il s'est tourné vers les païens.
And so he turned vers the pagans.
Mais de toute façon, il est Dieu qui veut sauver tout le monde.
But regardless, God is God and he wants to save everyone.
Donc, en ce jour-là, la femme samaritaine a annoncé cette parole aux gens de ce village-là, ou bien de cette ville.
So she got to her city and she announced this news, this good news of what Jesus has done.
Et beaucoup de gens de ce village ont reçu Jésus comme son sauveur personnel.
And not only her, but several in that village, in that city, were saved as well.
Cette femme qui était prostituée.
This prostitute.
Est devenue une grande évangéliste ce jour-là.
Became an evangelist that day.
Et il a, par son salut, bon nombre de gens ont donné sa vie à Jésus.
And because of her salvation and her testimony, many were saved as well.
Il est devenu une nouvelle créature.
She became a new creation.
Les choses anciennes sont passées.
Old things have passed away.
Mais toutes choses maintenant est devenue nouvelle dans
and
sa
all
vie.
Things have become new.
Dieu a le pouvoir de pardonner n'importe qui.
God has the power to forgive.
Il n'y a pas de péché qui est plus élevé que le sang de Jésus ne peut pas effacer.
There is no sin big enough, wide enough, deep enough that the blood of Jesus Christ shed on that cross cannot forgive, it cannot cover.
Si quelqu'un est dans la salle et qui n'a pas encore accepté Jésus comme son sauveur.
For somebody here this morning and you have not accepted Christ as your Lord and personal Savior.
Tel que Jésus l'a fait pour cette femme samaritaine, il peut le faire pour vous aussi ce matin.
And what Jesus did for this prostitute, he can do for you too.
De la même manière qu'il est nécessaire pour Jésus de passer par la Samarie.
And for the same reason that Jesus needed to go through Samaria,
il est nécessaire que Dieu accepte que je viens dans cette église pour vous partager la parole.
And it's the same way that Jesus allowed him to come here. It's for a reason to share the gospel with you.
Je suis là pour vous encourager.
I'm here to encourage you.
Et continuer la grande commission que Dieu nous a donné tous.
And to continue the great commission that God has given all of us.
Et je disais tantôt qu'il y a l'urgence de l'évangile et de prêcher la parole à tous les humains qui sont sur la terre.
And as he said, there's an urgency now more than ever to share that gospel with every living human being on this earth.
Et c'est la plus grande commandement que Jésus-Christ nous a donné avant de monter au ciel.
And it's the greatest commandment that Jesus gave us just prior to his returning to heaven.
Dans Matthieu 28,
in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20,
la Bible dit,
Bible says,
allez, faites de toutes les nations les disciples.
Go and make disciples of all nations.
Les baptisant au nom du Père, du Fils et du Saint-Esprit.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the
et
Holy Spirit.
Enseignez-leur à observer tout ce que je vous ai prescrit.
Teaching them to obey everything that
I've
taught you.
Je suis avec vous tous les jours jusqu'à la fin du monde.
And here's the great promise, and I will be with you always.
Et ce verset brûlait dans nos cœurs, fait en sorte que moi et ma femme.
And it's because of these verses that burned in his heart that he and his wife.
Et quelques membres de l'église.
And some members of their church.
Nous sortons pour faire des visitations.
They go out and knock on doors.
Et partager la bonne nouvelle avec les perdus.
To share the good news of Jesus Christ with the lost.
Je me rappelle un jour.
He says, I can remember a day.
Nous étions sortis pour l'évangélisation avec ma. Je suis parti faire l'évangélisation avec ma femme.
He and his wife went out to knock on some doors.
Et nous étions rentrés dans la maison d'un grand féticheur.
Unknowingly, they walked into a house of a witch doctor.
Elle était assise dans sa chaise, fait face au portail de sa maison.
Elle.
Non, le monsieur. Ah, bon. Excusez-moi.
The man was sitting in his chair, like most witch doctors do, looking out the door.
Et nous l'avons, et nous on s'est approché de lui et nous lui avons salué.
And so they approached him and they greeted him.
Et nous avons dit que nous avons amené une bonne nouvelle pour lui.
And they told him that they have brought a good news for him.
Et nous avons apporté, c'est-à-dire un ami, le message d'un ami qui ne nous laisse jamais.
He said, they approached him and they told him the good news, and they told him the news of a friend that they have, a great friend that will never leave them and will never forsake them.
Et il a dit non, que lui n'écoute pas ces paroles.
And he said, no, I'm not going to listen to that.
Et soudain, il nous a chassés dans sa maison
and
avec
he
son
kicked them out of their house.
Avec son coupe-coupe.
with his machete and different things, he chased them out of the house.
Yeah. Et nous étions sortis.
And they left.
Mais gloire soit rendue à Dieu. Qui nous disait dans Matthieu que je suis avec vous tous les jours jusqu'à la fin du monde.
And just like it says there in Matthew chapter 20, I will be with you always, even to the end of the world.
Cette promesse est accomplie dans notre vie ce jour-là.
He said, and in their life that day, that promise became a reality.
Bien sûr qu'il nous a influencés. Il nous a influencé avec son coucou, mais cela ne nous a pas arrêté de continuer à prêcher l'évangile.
They were influenced by the man swinging his machete, huh? But that didn't stop them from sharing the gospel.
Et nous le continuerons jusqu'à ce que la trompette nous sonne.
And we will continue it until the day that trumpet sounds and we get to be with heaven, be with the Lord in heaven.
Prêcher la parole de Dieu, c'est faire les gens disciples de Jésus.
Well, preaching the word of God is also to make disciples of Jesus.
Et pour faire quelqu'un disciple de Jésus-Christ, c'est de l'enseigner à amener à devenir comme vous-même ou bien à avoir votre niveau de vie spirituel.
And to make a disciple is to train somebody to be like you or get them to the point where they can have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ and develop that relationship to the point where they are an example of us.
Yes. Et je remercie Dieu que il m'a donné cet amour pour ces âmes, d'aller vers ces âmes perdues pour le partager.
And he thanks the Lord that he has given him the love in his heart to go after these people.
Quand nous lisons le verset 38,
when we read the verse chapter 38, John chapter 4 verse 38,
nous allons remarquer là-bas que le Seigneur a déjà préparé les cœurs des gens.
And it says, I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work and you have reaped the benefits of your labor. Jesus has already prepared the field for you.
Il a déjà préparé le cœur de certaines personnes et comme notre famille, le directeur de votre directeur, votre cousin, votre collègue.
He's already prepared the hearts of those that are around you. Be it your family, be with the people that you work with, be with the people that you teach, your neighbors.
Et eux aussi ont soif et ils ont besoin d'écouter la parole de Dieu.
These people were thirsty, just like this woman was, and they need to hear the good news of the gospel.
Et je voudrais vous dire ce matin que Ce que le Seigneur demande de nous est d'aller. C'est d'aller et prêcher et le miracle se produira.
What Jesus is asking us to do is go and to preach and to share that gospel and we will see the miracle happen.
Je voudrais vous dire ce matin, quel est le plus grand miracle?
I'm going to ask you the question, what is the greatest miracle?
Est-ce qu'un paralytique marche?
Is it a paralytic that Jesus healed and is walking?
Quand un aveugle voit?
Is it the blind that Jesus healed?
Ou un sourd entend?
Deaf, being able to hear.
Ou celui qui est possédé par les démons soit délivré.
Or is it the demon possessed that have been delivered?
Ou bien un mort se ressuscite.
Or even Lazarus who raised from the dead.
Je pense pas.
I don't think.
Selon le contexte.
Based on this context, right here.
Le plus grand miracle.
The greatest miracle.
Que Dieu s'attend à voir est que nous allons chez un pauvre pécheur lui annoncer le message du salut et qu'il se répand dans sa vie.
The greatest miracle is when we get up out of our seats and we approach those who are around us. And we open the word and we share with them that good news of Jesus Christ who died and rose again. And we get to see them come before that cross and accept him as their Lord and personal Savior.
Yeah, man. Vous êtes convenu avec moi qu'un jour Jésus a envoyé ses disciples pour partager la bonne nouvelle.
Jesus sent the disciples out to go and share that good news.
De retour.
And when they came back,
il se réjouit que les démons nous ont écoutés. Les démons nous ont soumis et nous avons chassé les démons.
They were all happy because they had cast out demons and different things and miracles that happened.
Jésus dit non. Réjouissez-vous plutôt que votre nom est écrit dans le livre de vie.
He said no. The greatest miracle is the fact that your name is written in the Lamb's book of life in heaven.
Écrit là-bas pour toujours.
And it's there forever.
Et personne ne peut l'effacer.
Nobody can erase that name.
Et j'attends impatiemment ce jour.
He says he can't wait to that day.
Amen. C'est pourquoi Jésus-Christ dit parce que le salut des âmes est très précieux pour Dieu.
And as we know that the salvation of souls is very precious for Jesus.
C'est pourquoi Jésus dit dans Luc chapitre 15 verset 10.
In Luke chapter 15 verse 10 we read.
Il disait, il y a la joie devant les anges de Dieu pour un seul pécheur.
The angels rejoice over one coming.
Jusqu'à quand tu as pu réjouir un ange?
If you can make an angel joyous.
Okay.
And full of joy.
Jusqu'à quand? Parce que les anges veulent se réjouir. Que si nous voulons nous réjouir les anges, il faut parler à quelqu'un de donner sa vie à Jésus. C'est ce que je voudrais dire.
If you want to see angels rejoicing, you need to open up your word and you need to start sharing the gospel of Christ.
Parce qu'ils voient notre salut, ça y est très right. Élevé.
Because they see us, our salvation, our desire to serve the Lord is up here.
C'est ma responsabilité et c'est votre responsabilité.
It's our responsibility and it's yours as well.
De prêcher la parole.
To share
la mort de Jésus.
The love of Christ.
Son ensevelissement.
His saving, saving
la
grace.
Résurrection de Jésus.
And the resurrection.
Je remercie Dieu.
I thank the Lord.
Et que par sa grâce.
And by his grace.
Il nous a donné la force.
He's given us the force, the strength.
D'implanter le troisième église à Dagué.
To start this third church in Dagué. It's a little suburb of Lomé, the capital.
Yeah. Et je remercie Dieu également que les frères qui sont derrière moi me donnent des rapports que les choses aillent en bon train.
And since he's been here, he's heard the reports that things are great things are happening in that church as well.
Yes. Et je voudrais dire ce matin que l'implantation de nouvelles églises crée un nouveau besoin.
And so whenever you start a new church, it creates some needs.
Et nous voulons vous supplier et vous demander de nous aider à acheter le terrain pour cette nouvelle église.
The land where they're going to put this church on costs about $10,000.
Et nous espérons que là où nous avons loué pour adorer ne nous appartient pas. Le propriétaire peut venir à tout moment pour arracher son terrain.
Presently, they're meeting in a building that they don't own, and the owner could come at any time. It's not like here where we've got contracts and, you know, it takes a while to get a tenant out. There, he could show up and put a lock on the door, you're done.
Un adage américain dit que time is money.
We have a saying here in America that time is money.
Même je voudrais vous dire que aller à la recherche des âmes perdues.
But I'm telling you,
est
wow.
plus précieuse que tout ce que l'argent peut acheter.
And he's telling you that to go out in search of lost souls is more precious than any amount of money in the world.
Une seule âme vaut plus que toutes les richesses du monde pour Dieu.
One soul is worth more than any money in any amount of money in this world.
Réveillons-nous, vous qui dormez.
He tells us to wake up those that are asleep.
Et allons à la recherche des âmes perdues.
And let's go for some lost souls.
Car le bon berger les réclame. Car le bon berger les réclame.
The good shepherd is there to reach out and help us to bring the lost sheep in.
Les réclame.
Oui.
Écoute l'appel du berger, il sait ses brebis en danger, il les appelle avec amour, espérant toujours leur retour, cherchons-les, savons-nous le prix d'une âme? Cherchons-les, le bon berger les réclame.
Bring them
Amen.
In, bring them in.
Que Dieu vous bénisse.
May God bless you. Le pasteur.
Le pasteur.
Pastor Mike, we have something that we'd like to give you, Pastor Mike, and Pastor Ryan, is that your name? Kyle, sorry.
Yes.
I've run into a lot of people. Come on up here, will you please?
I can be Ryan.
There you go. Whatever it takes, man.
Notre église a un cadeau pour offrir à Grace.
He says our three churches have a gift that they would like to give Grace.
Et chaque fois que vous allez regarder ceci,
and whenever you see this, you'll remember to pray for them.
Priez pour nous.
He might have a couple watermelons on his head riding his motorcycle. We don't know. But whenever you see this,
yeah.
you'll remember to pray for the work there in Togo.
Vous allez tenir ça.
Hold this out here. You guys can see that. Jesus bless. So we'd like.
Thank you.
There we go.